Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome. This is Khadija Seven, your host with the Wonderful Approach Radio. I want to welcome each and every person and thank you for joining me on the line. We're so happy that we made it another Wednesday. It has been an interesting week from the last time we got together, and I'm ever so thankful to have made it from last week to this week. I'm happy to announce all of the devotion crew is back and operational. That's a wonderful thing. We're all very thankful to be getting through our Wednesdays, our devotions, getting our spiritual practice together. I want to welcome all a Wonderful Approach family and Mother Eagle Ministry family. Each week we come together as two families to join one and build, grow, discuss all of the different things going on in our lives, helping each other be better people, holding us accountable, the big A word, you know, making sure we're staying together, staying grounded, staying in touch, keeping our spiritual practices strong. And so, you know, this is definitely all family here, all love, and we're growing with each other every single day, every week. So I am in my white set. I usually am on Wednesdays. And every Wednesday at this time, an overwhelming feeling of gratitude hits me. And one of the big reasons why is I felt like I survived this day. You know, I felt I survived the fast. I've done my studying. I've done the shrine work. I have completed, you know, the majority of the goals and objectives that I've laid out for myself in that day. And it's such a good feeling to get here and then to be able to do the unwind with those I care so much about and those that are working with me and building and growing with me. And so it's always a wonderful opportunity. Also, I love to share this time with my co-host, Mama Khadija. Mama Khadija is going to come on and tell us about our wonderful Thanksgiving and our show for Thanksgiving. Let's see. Welcome to the show, Mama Khadija.
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. How is everyone doing? I got my gift this morning. I got my present. Another day to learn lessons and receive blessings. I'm also working on a miracle, family, and I'll share that miracle, which I am calling the harvest, with the family pretty soon. Not today, though. But Thanksgiving, we had a wonderful, wonderful show. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I have three daughters, two of which I see on a regular basis because we live, you know, within close proximity of each other. But I have a daughter that lives in Kansas that's in the military, and she came home for Thanksgiving, and it's always good for everybody to be together. I did miss one of my grandsons who had to work. But he came 2 days before Thanksgiving and spent time and ate a bunch of food before Thanksgiving. So I had a wonderful Thanksgiving, lovely family time. And just to recap just a little of the Thanksgiving show, I just want to start off by saying that Thanksgiving is a spiritual thing. It has absolutely nothing to do with the pilgrims, okay? Every day is a day of gratitude and family. How a lot of spiritual folks see Thanksgiving, the time to not have to work and to basically work in the kitchen and to focus on all of the blessings that we have been that have been showered down upon us, and to spend time with our family. So every day is Thanksgiving. But that time, people are off work so they can get together if they don't live close by each other and break bread, say prayers, and just fellowship and have a great family time. You know, we talked about what we were grateful for. We had several people that called in to talk about their gratitude message. We shared our gratitude message, you know, what we're grateful for and who we're grateful for. But I think I forgot to mention that I am ever so grateful for this platform. This is an awesome platform to share with like minds, to fellowship with like minds, and also to really experience some differences in of opinion. And that has happened on this wonderful Approach Blog Talk Radio program. And that's been a blessing. But I also neglected to share, and Seven, you will remember this as a little girl, my godmother, who is now passed away, started off as a Shango Baptist out of Trinidad and later went on to become a Yoruba priestess and then a high priestess. But as a Shango Baptist person, she and her church family would have spiritual Thanksgivings. Do you remember all the food? Do you remember peeling, you know,
yes.
50 pounds of potatoes?
I remember peeling potatoes, yes. Mountains of potatoes.
Yes,
I remember.
And all the peas and rice and all the meats and the vegetables and all the sweetbreads and all the cakes and all the pies. And that was a spiritual Thanksgiving. It had absolutely nothing to do with November. That happened several times a year when family would just come together and celebrate family and ancestry. And all of that food would be cooked. And how long did they pray over the food?
Oh, my goodness.
The food was prayed over, really, okay?
Yes. Yeah,
a lot of praying, a lot of singing, just a lot of joy. That was called the spiritual Thanksgiving. So as I was thinking about that today, I said, you know what, it's time for me to have a spiritual Thanksgiving. So let's think about that, Seven. Let's think about, you know,
absolutely,
continuing in her tradition, because that was a beautiful. And there were about maybe 20 people around this huge table that,
yes,
that prayed. Everybody had to pray. Everybody
that's
had
right.
to pray. So that's called
that's
spiritual
right.
Thanksgiving in that tradition, the Shango Baptist tradition. But
mm-hmm.
I forgot to share that last week. But surprisingly,
mm-hmm.
we had quite a few listeners on last week, which I wasn't expecting, because many people begin cooking Wednesday night for
yes,
Thanksgiving
yeah.
Day. So, in fact, I took a little break to do the radio program because I was, like, in the middle of cooking. But it was all good. It was all good. So I just wanted to share that there's not one aspect of our living that, you know, our day-to-day kind of daily living that we should not be thankful, that we should not be grateful, because either it's a lesson or a blessing. It's either or.
That's
I don't
right.
know if there's anything in the middle. And we need to be grateful for both. We need to
That's
be
right.
grateful for those lessons as well as the blessings.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know if I mentioned the gratitude journal. I am really, really big on doing a gratitude journal. And that could be, it connects you to gratitude. You know, when you take a minute and out of your busy day, three entries. In fact, I just got a message that we need to do these gratitude. Maybe that will be something that we'll work on at the first of the year. You know, having
okay.
a little notebook. It could be a dollar notebook. Every day you jot down three entries. What are you grateful for? Gratitude journals connect us to being thankful, and being thankful connects us to really receiving blessings. So let's think about having that as a part of our end of the year going into our new year kind of goal. Let's think about that, you know, as we go into the end of the year. Okay. And we also mentioned that there were quite a few people, maybe you know one of them, that is struggling right now. This is a very difficult time of the year for people that have dealt with losses, whether it happened this time of year or not. The holiday season is a time when people reflect back on, I lost my sister or I lost my mom, and I'm no longer married, so this is my first Thanksgiving not having mom or not having my husband because we're now divorced, or I'm just depressed. So what we encouraged others to do was to really reach out to someone that cares. And as I always say, because I have worked in mental health for over 35 years, even if you don't know anybody or you think you don't know anyone that cares, reach out to someone who gets paid to care, meaning it's right. Their job, a counselor, a support group, a therapist, a doctor. Let someone know where you're at. Let someone know how you're feeling. Because we all acknowledge that this is a rough time for a lot of people. So we put out a couple of messages. I know I put my message out, and Seven put her message out too, for people to reach out. If you have to inboxes, whatever the situation may be, reach out and let someone help you. So I enjoyed last week's show. Seven, you have anything you want to add to that?
No, you really, really did capture everything. You know, the one thing I cannot stress enough to people is that holidays are not cheery for everyone. And, you know, should you encounter one of these uncheery people, you know, be patient and then see what you can do. Sometimes just keeping track of a phone call here and there makes a big difference. You know, I speak about our support systems all the time, and, you know, I encourage everyone, know who your support system is and know who you are supporting, okay? And then make the effort, you know, make that phone call. You know, I love to text because I have so many phone calls to make, but there comes a time where I'm like, okay, I need a voice check on you. I need to hear from you. I want to hear your voice. You know, I love the Texas, thank you, but, you know, when I call you, I need to hear from you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know everything's okay. And if it's not okay, let's talk about it. You know, so this is part of, you know, one of the reasons I love this program, and I love the transparency of family. This is why it's so important each week when I welcome the family to the meeting and to the gathering. We are a family unit. So, you know, we have to get to the point where we can get past, oh, well, I don't want to seem this way, or I don't feel comfortable with it. No, we're family. That means we're past those types of situations, and that means that we can work and speak on levels that may even bring about a little discomfort but are necessary for our growth and for our development and for our history. And for our health, we have to do that. So, you know, I encourage everyone, go through your support system. And don't be satisfied with a text, and don't be satisfied with, well, I saw them on Facebook an hour ago. Actually get some voice confirmation that everything is okay. And, you know, you may have to be somebody's silver lining. And consider it a privilege to be that. You know, that means that God is using you at that moment. And that's a beautiful thing to be used in such a fashion. So I just want to reiterate that, and that's a wonderful thing, Mama Khadija. Mm-hmm. Wonderful thing. So I am introducing a new topic for the day, and I'm super-duper excited, the need for good intentions. And it's so funny, Talib, my youngest, he had brought me some wrong change or something. I said, Talib, this is wrong. He said, hey. Even a wrong clock is right twice a day. And I'm like, what? You can have the best of intentions with something, and that will be sufficient. You know, just the intention, just the desire for good. And we need to understand why the intentions are just as important as our actions and as our words. Because I know there are many people out there that are doing good things for the wrong reason. And we have to learn how we have to be able to identify what the right reason is and then be able to move from there as to, you know, what some of the incorrect reasons for our actions are. So, you know, I'm hoping that we can spend some time understanding what intentions are and then understanding what are good intentions, because this is a very big part for me. I do a lot of study of self. I don't understand how people can begin to understand higher beings, God, ancestors, angels, Loa, Orisha. I don't understand how you can begin to understand and cultivate relationships with higher beings and you don't have an understanding and a relationship with yourself. It's so very important that each of us do our own, like Mama Khadijah will tell you, do your own personal inventory so that you know where you are, and that way you can be very clear about the hows and whys of what you're doing without understanding the why. And we've spoken about the why before. It's kind of like an undercurrent theme. You have to understand the why of why you're doing something to be able to understand if this is a good reason, a good intention, or if we really need to go back and rethink our thoughts and efforts and such. So this is why this good intention piece is there, because in order for something to be considered good, counted as good, helping us move towards a good place in our understanding, we have to truly be able to see to the root of things. And that is ever so important, especially with spiritual work, because having a level of spirituality, there is a point where you have to let go of the disillusions and the fakes, the frauds. You know, Mom can easily tell you, quick, it's time to get naked with some things. And those intentions are usually some of the first things that we have to get naked with. Mama Khadijah, how are you with your good intentions?
Well, I want to share a story about just intention. I'm not going to say good intention. I'm just going to say intention. And I shared this on a Christian program that I did several weeks ago. But I had an art gallery years ago, and there was, you know, I'm standing behind the counter, and this elder, she must have been about 80 years old, walked in, and I could tell she was like a church mother, and she had a little boy about 7 or 8 years old. She was holding his hand, and she comes up to me, and she says, now, I didn't think she was interested in the kind of art I was selling. So I thought it was kind of surprising that she came in. But she came in, she walked up to the counter, and she told me that God told her that I was going to heal her grandbaby, the little boy that she had with her. And I said, oh, really? Yeah, I was kind of shocked. And I said, yes, ma'am. Let me go home tonight and see what I can do. I'm going to pray on it. So that puzzled me all the rest of the day. Why in the world would this little old lady come into my store and tell God sent her there to heal her grandson, and I had not done any active healing work. I had not started my ministry. I was really freshly exploring actively my own spirituality. So I went home that night. I shared the information with my husband, and that night I prayed that this little boy was healed. I didn't know what his illness was. I didn't know if it was mental illness. I had no idea what was wrong with this little boy. And that's all I did. And about 3 or 4 days later, the same little lady and her grandson came back into my store. This time, the lady did one of those Holy Ghost dances through the door. I mean, she was stepping high. And this was truly an elder. And she just thanked me and thanked me for healing her grandson and blah, blah, blah. And I looked at her like, what? She was very serious. So I said, you know, thank God, thank God. And she left. She thanked me. She hugged me. She kissed me. And she walked out, and I never saw her again. But that was, to me, probably the most profound example in my life, early on in my life, where intention, it was shown to me that intention means a whole lot. You know, I just, you know, it made a believer out of me. Wanted information, I wanted guidance, but, I mean, there's so many things that are wrapped up into that story. You know, obedience is wrapped up in that story. The intention is wrapped up in that story. Faith is wrapped up in that story. There's a lot of different components, but I think the biggest thing for me was that intent, to help this woman. I didn't have the tools that I knew of. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was praying for, but my intention was to obey God based on what she said and to, I guess, send some healing light to this little boy, and it worked. So intention is very, very, very important. Now, I think in order to explain good intentions, I would like to talk about, you know, what intention is, because a lot of people don't know what intention is. And, well, my definition, I'm talking about an aspiration, an idea, a goal or a purpose, having, I guess, intending to do something. And I hate using that word to define intention, but to me, that's what intention is. And there are certain things that you can do to live with intention. See, so many people just go through life willy-nilly. When I say that, I mean they have really no direction. They have no intention. They don't really have a dream. They don't have any ideas. They go to work, they come home. They go to bed, they eat. You know, Saturdays they might do laundry or whatever else it is they have. Sunday they might go to church, they might not. And that cycle just continues. So they're just being moved along and pushed along by life. And they are not intentional at all. They are not exercising intention. So one of the things that we have to remember when we're living life with intention or with purpose is willfully or deliberately do something. Mm-hmm. Don't just let life push you along. Don't just go along for the ride. And that's what many of us are doing. That's why we don't have goals. We don't have aspirations. We don't live life on, you know, with intention. We just get moved along. You know, it's like we're on a boat with no oars and no motor and no sail. We just out there floating drifting. So that's the very first thing we have to do. And I think another thing that we really have to do to live life with intention, you know, is a phrase that was popularized, I don't know, maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, live out loud. You got to be present. You know, you have to be present in the moment. You have to be engaged in family, in your job, in your hobbies, in your spirituality, whatever it is that you're doing, you have to be present, floating around willy-nilly. Mm-hmm. So that's the only way, when you're present, that you're going to be able to really direct the results or the outcome of your life, is by being present. Mm-hmm. And being grounded is very important, too. A lot of the clients that I work with, you know, they're not grounded. They're not aware of themselves. do not aware of your surroundings. You're not aware of the environment. Now, all of these things speak to, you know, to us. Our bodies speak to us. You know, our spirit speaks to us. Advantage of or just get taken, get emotionally and physically hijacked because they are not grounded. And that grounding really, really helps us, not only with the relationship with ourselves or our Creator, but also our relationships with other people. And, you know, I believe in taking that personal inventory. But not only taking a personal inventory of, you know, yourself and your own situation, but also from time to time, and that's why taking a personal inventory is not something that you do every 5 or 10 years. A lot of times you have to tweak it, you have to make adjustments, and also with living with intention, I am going to encourage everyone to embrace themselves. That's like major. You are a unique person, a unique thing, and after you take that inventory and get rid of what you don't want, then you want to embrace who you are. Embrace and love your life and put all of the things in your life that you find meaningful and purposeful for you living out your destiny. So that's how we live with intention. Now, Seven, you want to go into good intention? I just wanted to clear the air about what intention is and how we bring
Absolutely.
That intention into our lives, because that's what matters. Empty words, they can't be, you know, just philosophy or whatever or some type of rhetoric. How are we going to apply living this life with intention?
That's right. Intention is a mental state, okay? It's something that you do, planning, forethought, intention. If you weren't thinking about it ahead of time, then that wasn't your intention. That might be the outcome. The outcome and your intention may be two different things. So when you have intentions for something, that means you are planning on it. You are making plans for it. And this is how and why we started the year off with goals, aligning yourself spiritually. We spent so much time at the beginning of this year trying to get good intentions for ourselves, good planning, good goals, good aims for ourselves in our own personal inventory here, okay? And also, the reason why we have to do our inventory is we have to know what tools we have and what tools we don't have. So if your toolbox is hammer heavy, or in my case, knife heavy, you know, sword heavy, machete heavy, but you don't have a screwdriver, your toolbox is lacking, okay? And so if you may have, you know, intention is one of those things that we speak about almost every other show without speaking about it. Because, you know, when you have to have faith, that's an intention. You know, when you have hope, which is something we haven't spoken about directly on the show, but we have to speak about it every other show because it's so intertwined with everything else that we're doing and building and creating. And so intention is a mental process.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm teaching. Mm-hmm. So in order to have that, so we're constantly in a mode of creating, okay? What we are creating now, we're going to see the benefits of, I think they say, 5 years. So where you are now is a result of the intentions that you put out 5 years ago. Now, I can look back on my year and be like, yep, this is exactly how I got here. This isn't maybe what I was planning exactly, but I can definitely see how the steps I was taking led me to this point right here, okay? So what we're trying to do now is to be intentional. We're trying to be deliberate. We want to create and design right now the things that we know we're going to need at least 5 years from now and going forward into our life. That's intentional. That is, you know, that is how you live intentionally. And you have to think and plan for yourself. And I just want to spend 2 minutes on the yourself piece, okay? And the reason why I say that is because all day long I speak and I work with mothers, I work with wives, I work with husbands, I work with sons, I work with all kinds of people. And sometimes we can get caught up in other people's intentions, goals, thoughts, wants, dreams, and we're not doing what's right for ourselves. This year, this 2018, Spirit gave me two words, and I've seen them complete themselves in, all through the year, and that was self-care, okay? We have got to become more, I believe, self-aware, you know, more aware of our needs, and we have to be more deliberate in delivering our own needs. And so that's good intention for yourself. If you are not kind to yourself, I have no idea how you can be kind to someone else. You love you. You know, that's that self-love piece that we have to have firmly in place. So when it comes to creating good intentions, and good is relative, I'm talking about you and your needs. Just like I'm speaking and thinking and planning about me and my needs. So each of us have to go through our own personal inventory and find out what we need and then create intentions for positive things for ourselves. And all this in preparation for this new upcoming year. So we are constantly in creation. And if you have not known, if this is your first time joining us, this is an extremely interactive show. We are family here. I look forward to hearing from people. All you have to do is press 1. That lets us know that you'd like to speak. We'd love to have you on the program and share either a story of when you saw your intentions work, or, you know, just your take on it, your understanding of it. And we are here waiting. All you have to do is press 1. We'd love for you to join the conversation, okay? Because, like I said, this is family, and we are interactive. We are we're always teaching and learning at the same time. And that's one thing I love about the show, because I come with my pen and paper, and I'm ready to absorb information, because I learn a lot through these platforms. You know, Mama Khadija and I speak ahead of the time, and she'll tell me something heavy, and we'll get into this or that. And it's always something that comes forward, and I love to hear from our callers. So all you have to do is press 1 and let us know where you are and that you'd like to speak. And until then, me and Mama Khadija are going to continue understanding these good intentions. So, Mama Khadija, could you explain to us, like, the difference between good intentions and goals? Is there a difference, or do I need to create a difference in there? Or does, how does that give me more information, or how does that work?
Let me say purpose. If I would substitute the word intention for purpose and goals, let's look at a road, a highway. Purpose is the highway. Purpose is the highway, and goals are different stops along that highway.
Okay.
So we're talking about a foundation and then the different floors and the different goals. You want to look at it like a building.
Okay. Okay.
So
I understand that.
That's how I see, you know, tension and goals. So your goals are, are like your building blocks, and what lies at the bottom is your intention.
That's right.
It's your purpose.
That's right.
Now,
that's right.
A couple things that I wanted to bring up to deal with, you know, again, see, we're not going to talk about bad intentions. All we're talking about
that's
is
right.
bad intentions.
That's right.
So,
that's
in order to live, you know, a life full of intention, I think the very first thing to do is just try to figure out what it is you want in life. And that's why this is so hard for young people because they haven't experienced that much. They've only been 18, 19, 20, and they just don't know. So they continue to dip and dab in this and that and the other. But as you get a little bit more mature, just figure out, and then they've already figured it out before they, you know, are even 20. They know what they want to do, where they want to go in life. But I think that's the first thing. What do you want in life? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is we have to begin to develop habits that nurture that thing. Okay, if you want to be, let's say, a school teacher, okay, what do you have to do to get there? So you got to have a habit of going to school and study when you come home from school, you know. So these are the kinds of habits that you need to feed that what you want.
Okay.
Another very important thing is prioritizing. And this is where the young people that, say, might know where they want to kind of get hung up in the prioritize. Okay, what do we need to do first, second, third, and fourth? How do we need to get
mm-hmm.
We have to prioritize some things. You know, we want to be a teacher, we want to go to college, but now here comes, you know, a marriage and a baby, and sometimes those priorities kind of get us confounded. Another thing we need to do is to basically clean up our act. You know, again, that goes along with, you know, that personal inventory. You know, kick out the things you don't need. Get rid of those unnecessary things. Get rid of the clutter. And just, you know, keep the necessary things, the things that are, again, going to foster and nurture where you want to be and what you want to do. Life full of attention. And, of course, throughout the entire process, you want to be intentional, let's say deliberate, about all aspects of your life, your mind, your body, your spirit, your finances, your relationship. Allowing one of those things to slip can throw the whole plan off. Okay, so you know what
Absolutely.
You want in life. You've already gone ahead and started some real good habits that are going to get you there. You prioritize some things. You cleaned up a bunch of stuff, but you're in a terrible relationship. That relationship can upset the whole apple cart. You have neglected,
Absolutely.
You haven't been deliberate about your body, malnourished. Yeah, there are people that are malnourished. You know, you can't look at them and tell. You're not getting enough rest. You're always fatigued. So your body is breaking down. That one thing, the thing, when you're not intentional about your body, what happens? It breaks down. Your spirit. Okay, where you want to go and what you want to be is on top of the world. And you have all of the tools and all of the blessings to do it. But guess what? Not about God. Everything is not going to work. So we have to be deliberate and intentional with our mind, body, spirit, those relationships, those finances, every aspect of life. It's a big job, family. It is a big job.
It is.
Because most of us are already falling down and have been falling down in at least, you know, two or three of those areas. As soon as we figure out, oh, we got to get this up and running, got to get this body up and running, darn, then the finances start to crash. It's always a juggling game. We're always trying to, you know, be deliberate and intentional with all aspects of life. But we just have to keep at it, that's all, and not give up.
That's right. That's right. You know, for me, I can say, one of the tips for living this intentional life is to be disciplined. Discipline really, really sets the tone for how things are going to work. Without discipline, things can get out of whack and you won't even know it or realize it, you know. And I agree with you, Mama Khadija, when you say when one thing is off, everything is off. You know, it really is impossible to have this harmony and balance and have your plans go exactly as order when, one, you weren't clear with the plans, you were not deliberate with your plans, you were not disciplined in your plans, and so, of course, they're not going to come forward for you. So for me, that discipline piece, and I think discipline is, you know, my angels will tell you discipline is like one of my favorite words. But you have to be disciplined. You have to. You have to be able to say, okay, this is my goal. This is my intention behind it, you know. And so in my intention behind it, this is my discipline. This is how I'm going to carry out this goal. And, you know, of course, we speak about goals all the time. If my goal is to lose weight and I want to do it by exercising, walking to the ice cream parlor may not be the best way to do this, okay? So, you know, this is a way that we need to be very intentional about what we're doing, because my intent is to lose weight. You know, so the intention is to lose weight, even though I'm walking to the ice cream parlor, that's not going to achieve the goal. That's not going to get me there, okay? So having that good intention behind it is going to really be the kicker, you know, because without a good intention, I could be walking because I'm going to show off my new shoes to my neighbors. You know, I want my neighbors to see my new shoes. So I'm going to put my new shoes on, I'm going to walk out there, and I'll call it exercise, but really my intention is to be boastful, okay? Without good intentions, something simple, we're doing our walking exercise, you know, I'll go out to walk, and my intention is not to exercise. So my neighbor will see me, hey, you want to ride? I'm like, oh, yeah, they're trying to be nice to me. I'm going to get a ride, you know. And, yes, it's nice to get a ride to the store, but if your intention is to walk and lose weight, then you're off your intention and you're not being disciplined about the why you're doing this in the first place. So, you know, these are ways we're in the same scenario, walking to the store, but you can see how because my intention was off, the goal was not achieved, okay? And so we have to make sure that, you know, true, and when I say, when Mom Khadija says write it down, and when I say let's get to our journaling, this is what we're talking about, okay? Where is your intention behind this goal, you know? And to me, there's not really a right or a wrong reason. But just be clear on your reason, okay? If you're trying to show off your new shoes and that's your intention, you may not want to go out on a day where it's raining and it's muddy. Your shoes are not going to look like you would like them to. So your desire to show off your new shoes, your intention, you'll lose even in that intention. So, you know, you have to be clear because the intention is going to help you to kind of justify and validate how you're going to achieve this goal. And that's how we can stop from being frustrated when, oh, man, I really tried to do this. Did you? You know, was that really your goal? Were you really trying to achieve that? Or was there some underlying something else there that was showing up and overshadowing what you say your intention was?
Yeah, I'm feeling... Seven, that family is seizing up on it. Family.
Say it again. Well,
I feel that the family is seizing up on it. You know, when a motor gets seized up, it stops. It wants to go, but it's because I don't know where my family is here. Not, and I've had many times family will send me a message, oh, I can't do all that. That was too much. That was too heavy. That was too heavy. I'm here to say that I have issues with this intention thing, and sometimes I have good intentions and it still doesn't work. Okay?
Okay.
That happens to the best of us. No one is looking for perfection. We are looking for better, and we're looking for excellence. But, you know, we're all treading, like, on rocky ground here, as I mentioned earlier. You know, that intention, we have to be intentional and deliberate with all of these different parts of life. But no one is at the same time. You know,
that's
you might juggle with, you know, the mind and the finance, okay? There's your body on the pot, and there's your spirit. You know, you're not praying like you should, and the relationship is all torn up. Then you get those two things together, and the relationship gets better, and then the body gets good. You know, so we're all grappling and struggling with all of these different aspects, but we're just pointing out that there are different aspects. There are different angles, and we do have to at least attempt and tend to stay on top of as many of them as we possibly can at one time.
That's
the ultimate goal. You know, little by little, we're going to get there. But none of us, I don't say, I can speak for myself, I'm not there at all. Not at all. So let's think about that. And I appreciate people that are taking notes, that are really thinking about this. Okay, how do I live my life with intention? And what can good intentions do? And, you know, how can I subvert the negativity and all like that? It's all well and good. This is an interactive show, family. There are no right or wrong answers. We are all striving and struggling. Okay? I am striving and yet still struggling to make some of these things happen in my life. I just
have to
be able to articulate what I think I need to do.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
I just want to share that. I felt people seizing up on me. You know, I can feel things foam.
right. Absolutely. And you know, anyone that tells you that they do have it all down, check their pulse, okay? Check their pulse.
Yeah.
I don't think so, not in this lifetime. That's not in understanding that, you know, life is a journey. We're all on this journey. We're working, we're building, we're growing, we're walking. We're all journeying. And this is why at the beginning of the show, I say we're here to teach and to learn, okay? And that's everyone. Everyone has something to teach. Everyone has something to learn. Even your mistakes can be learning opportunities. They should be learning opportunities for you first and then for someone else second. You know, let's learn not to do that. You know, let's learn how to create a good rhythm in your flow. Let's learn how to create something that's important and very helpful to me. Those are those assessments, reevaluation points. You know, I sit down and I think and then I rethink a lot of my actions because I want my actions to be pleasing. You know, it's not to me, for me, it's not enough just to say, oh, I tried. It's not enough to be like, well, you know, this is good enough for me, you know. I really want to make sure that I'm doing the best that I can, and I want to know if there's ways that I can improve. I always want to improve. I want to try to reach further, go harder, you know, and I also want to be able to leave a legacy for my children. And so in my goals of trying to create, you know, a good understanding of life, I have to have, you know, I have to be able to review and look at myself critically and say, okay, you did this, And you may have had good intentions, but that's not what you were supposed to do. And I have to really be honest enough with myself to say, okay, my intention was this. Is there another way to achieve it? And be big enough to be able to say, yeah, there's another way to achieve it. Let's try a different way. Let's try a different approach. Let's try something else. Because if your intention is to help and be helpful, this may not be the right way. You know, and this is a big thing for people, especially people like me. What you are meaning to do, how you want to help somebody, may not be the way someone wishes to be helped. Mm-hmm. If your intention is to be helpful, you will stop and you will say, taking myself out of the equation, if my true intention is to help, what is helpful? You know, sometimes you have to say, how can I help you? Not what I'm willing to give to you. How can I help you? And
well, you
know
that's
what, intention.
That's intention. You know what I really like that our Christian brothers were saying probably for about 2 or 3 years. Now, I wish they were still saying it, and I wish that President Trump would start saying it. But they wore all these bracelets and anklets and necklaces, and every time you turn around, what would Jesus do? But I thought that was really, really cool. What would Jesus do? Or whoever
yes.
your spiritual guide or your prophet is,
yes.
you know, what would they do?
Yes.
But see, that didn't last long.
Okay.
I haven't heard what would Jesus do. I haven't seen one what would Jesus do bracelet in about 4 or 5 years now.
Yes.
But
yes.
I thought that was a good thing. Okay, let's take it to a higher level. You know, your Lord
right.
and Savior or your prophet or whatever. What would they do? And I think
that's right.
clear from a lot of what's going on in the world today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, talk about intention. I mean, you know, what would someone of enlightenment do? How
that's
would
right.
they help? You know, we've got to take it up a notch, family. We've got to take it up a notch.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, is spoken in what Proverbs is that where they talk about not leaning to your own understanding.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that Proverbs 3?
Yeah.
Somebody help me with this. But yeah, you know, sometimes we can't lean to our own understanding. So
absolutely.
You know, as you were talking, I just had a flashback of that of all those anklets and bracelets. Things and what would Jesus do? Yeah, what would he do?
That's right.
Thank you. Now, I mean, no disrespect by that. I'm very, very serious. We've got to take it to the next level, family.
That's right. That's right. Yes, it's Proverbs 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. So
now,
it's Proverbs. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Proverbs 3.
Oh, it is 3. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and all
of
that goes in. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we have to get to the point where we're moving past our own eyes, our own thoughts, our own vision, and sometimes just allowing the intention, the essence to move through us, not necessarily our will. You know, I have a dear friend of mine that's really struggling with a situation. I can't relate to the situation, not at all. But I can relate to pain, and I can relate to sorrow, and I can relate to those things that will take a human spirit out of itself, you know what I'm saying, and keep it mentally caught up and tied up and everything else like that. So, you know, when it comes to being intentional, even though I can't relate directly with this pain, I can relate with pain in general. And I can be of good word and hopefully kind words and kind thoughts. And so don't think necessarily that you have to know exactly what the issue is, exactly what this is, and be able to pull from, like Mama Khadija with her 35 years of mental health experience. Sometimes just having a kind ear, if your intention is to be helpful, is to be kind, is to create healing, then, you know, the intention behind that can create such a dynamic to where you will just know what's needed. And sometimes what's needed is just a kind voice on the other end of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to begin to allow ourselves to be utilized in those ways, but that's how we keep our intentions high. And that way, you know, I can't be outside walking and exercising because I want my neighbors to see my tennis shoes. I have to be outside exercising because my body needs to exercise. That's a good intention. That's a high intention. That's going to help somebody. And if I have a great attitude about it, my neighbor, who I'm trying to show my tennis shoes off, might join me. And she might say, hey, I've been looking for a walking buddy. You know, I noticed that you keep going up and down the street. Can I join you? And that mm-hmm. creates bonding, healing, opportunity to speak. And then I'll be able to say my intentions have grown. You know, they've gone from just wanting a little exercise to now there's this budding friendship and relationship here where if I had low intentions, I would have missed that opportunity altogether. So
yeah.
All of this is lining us up for something that's been very important to me probably 10 years, 15 years, and that's our mental detox.
Oh,
that
we're going to go into
detox.
That. We're going to have, aren't we going to do a show on mental detox next month?
Yes.
In preparation
yes.
for ending this year and stuff? I am looking forward to that.
Yes, we are going to end this year off on a high note, getting ready for 2019. 2019
All right.
is going to be one of those years that you're going to, you know, we're going to start to see some of them seeds that we've been sowing come in. So I hope that you have sown the right seeds for the right reasons. So when it comes and blooms for you, it is what you're expecting it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, mm-hmm. we are going to be going through our goal setting, our mental detox. We're trying to get our intentions clear so that we can be upfront and ready for when this wave of new energy comes through, we'll be able to be on this wave of new energy. So I'm super excited about it. Lots of positive things for both organizations because we're putting out our good intentions right now. Mama Khadija and myself are working diligently on creating the good intentions for the organizations and building from there, growing from there, lots of new things coming up, things never done before, places we've never been before, but all with the intention of, you know, spreading healing, of creating educational opportunities, of creating spiritual experiences and opportunities in other places and spaces. And so, you know, this is another working example of good intentions, you know, intentions in trying to really make positive things happen and the need for it. You know, we have to start putting this energy forward because this, we're trying not to get taken adrift on our boat with no oars and no motor and no anything like that. When Mama Khadija gave that example, I was like, oh, my goodness. I felt it. I felt the hopelessness. I felt the, you know, the why
mm-hmm.
try. I felt that, and I was like, oh, that's a horrible position to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, when you were explaining that, I immediately had a reaction to that. I was like, I cannot be in this big ocean with no direction.
Mm-hmm. That's right. With no motor, no oars, you know.
Yes.
No sails. Just out there floating. But we
yes,
all know
absolutely.
Someone that is just out there floating. And sometimes you might approach them and you just want to shake them and say, you know, wake up. Hey, take this oar, take this stick, you know, to sail out of this old sheet or something. You know, do
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
Want for something. Pray for something. Work towards
yeah.
something. Get some little habits. I mean, anything.
Yeah.
Just don't sit there and just allow, you know, life to just push you back and forth and back and forth. Because
yes.
that sea will lull you to sleep.
Yes.
And there you
for
will
years.
Sleep. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For years. And that's the thing that I, as I am, I consider myself not a young adult, but I'm still, you know, learning in my experiences. But I am starting to see situations to where, you know, people are waking up literally after years of just dormant behavior. And I'm like, well, where were you in this sunken place? You know, I saw your body. I saw you like a hamster on the mill going round and round. What happened to you? Why didn't anything else happen? And, you know, like Mom Khadija said, you didn't ask for anything else to happen. You didn't want
mm-hmm.
for anything else to happen.
Yeah.
You know, as parents, we have to be careful not to put our children in the position to where they don't need anything else to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure that they are hungry enough, you know, driven enough, whatever they need, whatever's going to inspire them. You know, sometimes as parents, we have to assist them in creating their drive and their purpose for life, you know. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, creating what is going to be their bottom line purpose. And so as parents, we have to find ways to give them enough knowledge and structure to where they will have good intentions for themselves without you having to remind, enforce, you know, review, and all this other stuff that comes with, you know, parenting and then parenting young adults. So having one out of the house, I am realizing that that is a different journey in life and getting his understanding and his purpose now to align for himself. And so that can be a different kind of challenge for parents, you know, especially when you're used to doing everything for this particular child. And then now you have to hopefully create in them their own sense of purpose, right and wrong, morals and everything else like that. I can imagine that that is challenging. It has challenging moments.
Now, as you were talking, I don't know what in the world is going on in my head, but I'm thinking all kinds of thoughts. I went from thinking about a girlfriend who has some cats, and she had some cat food on the floor, and I said, oh, aren't you afraid of a mouse or something coming and trying to eat the cat food? And she told me, she said, if I see one trace of a mouse in my house, I'm going to stop feeding my cats. So what she was saying is that she was going to give them some incentive, you
That's
know, to
right.
catch anything, and they know if there's some
mm-hmm.
food in that food dish, they're not, you know, they have to catch a mouse to eat, so they keep
mm-hmm.
everything away from home. But I went from there to Carter G. Woodson and the Miseducation of the Negro, because that book talks a lot about intention and training. And I went from there to Hidden Colors. I'm just full of thoughts and ideas tonight. But, you know, a lot of it has to, yes, yes. I mean, I'm all over the place tonight. But it feels good. It feels good. you know, because it lets me know that I'm alive and I'm thinking, and that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I tell family, I'm always taking notes. So, you know, when it comes to understanding the training, you know, Mama Khadija said some powerful words with that. I believe in training. I believe in practice. I believe in becoming fluent with certain ideas. You know, growing up, I had canned answers for certain problems. You know, someone offers you, you know, some alcohol. You know, oh, no, I just had some. Or, oh, I have a soda. Or I had a canned answer. I didn't have to think about it. You know, stranger offers you a ride. Oh, I'm right around the corner. My friend's coming. They were responsive without thought. And it allowed me to avoid a lot of situations that could have been potentially harmful because I already had an answer ready, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to training, you know, yourself, family, friends, mentors, the study group, whoever you're training with, you know, like when we do our martial arts training or any other type of training, if your intention is to stay safe and learning safety techniques, then these are the types of things we need for to achieve that goal. You know, we're spiritualists here. In order to have good intentions and training, you need your prayers situated. What's your prayer life like? I think I say that in every conversation that I have with someone. What is your prayer life like? Because the answer to that question is going to say everything about where you are and how you're handling this problem. That's going to let us know, are we at the beginning part of this problem, the middle, or the end? But where is your prayer life at? What's going on with this? You know, how do we get stronger spiritually so that we feel more comfortable to be able to handle issues as they come because challenges are set up on the road. They're already there, but they don't have to take us out. We don't even have to give them a whole lot of attention because we've already trained for them. Remember our canned answers? We already know what to do. I already know when I wake up, there's a new set of challenges that are waiting for me. Some of these challenges have been waiting for me for a month, possibly years. So what do I do when I wake up? I got to wake up and I have to say my prayers because I know that that's going to create a good positive barrier around me. That doesn't move the problem out the way all the time, but it does give me some shoes in case I step on it, it doesn't have to hurt my foot, okay? And then part of our good spiritual intentions are we have to be mindful of our words and our thoughts. We have to keep Ibrahim and I were in a conversation today about prayerful, being in a prayerful state, okay? Are we constantly keeping positive, prayerful words close to us? Are we keeping positive, prayerful energy around us? Because these are, that's good intentions. I'm keeping this positivity close to me because, one, I want more positivity to come to me. I want more, and then I want less negative things to get close to me. Negativity can't get close to me if I'm constantly saying my prayers, if I've trained and said my prayers, if I've trained and I'm keeping my words positive, intentional, precise. And, you know, if I'm working in the precision of language, if I'm doing all these positive methods, negativity won't even have an opportunity to get close to me. So my intention of living this peaceful existence is going to have me only doing certain things. This peaceful existence, I'm probably not going to go to any, rock and roll, heavy metal concerts, okay? I don't know them to be peaceful types of situations, you know? I didn't say they weren't fun. I said I don't know them to be peaceful. My intention is for me and my spirit to be at peace. So we're going to skip that concert, you know. There are some things I'm going to do intentionally. I may find a new church home. I may join someone else when they're trying to go to church. I may go to do some community service for an elder. Those are, because my intention is for peace, and that's a peaceful expression, and I know that me putting that peaceful expression out is going to bring peaceful energy back to me. So when you have good intentions set up in your life, like Mama Khadija said, it becomes a habit. I want a habit of peace. I want a habit of when things come up, I'm like, okay, let's talk about this. Let's work ourselves through this. You know, what's one, let's talk about positive ways that we can handle this without someone getting cursed out, without someone feeling belittled, without someone feeling with having their feelings hurt or whatever. What are some positive, peaceful ways that we can resolve this? And so when you have those intentions out there for this lifestyle, because spirituality is a lifestyle, then there's certain habits that you're going to have in place that are going to make sure that those good intentions stay close to you. Mama Khadija, with yourself everywhere, as we get ready to wind down the show, we're moving into the prayer portion. Of course, I would offer you, you know, the opportunity to say prayer if you wish. If not, I definitely will. But are there any words you want to say to wrap up the idea of good intentions? Because I want you to know the callers are there. So that means my people are there with their pen and paper, and they are listening. And, you know, right now I've gotten from Monday, I've gotten maybe 5 or 6 texts that said, I need a good word. You know, can you share something positive with me? And this was on Monday, and I was like, ooh, Monday? You want some good words on Monday? You know, so there are quite a few angels out there who it may be a little heavy for them to fly right now. So do you have any words? I'll let you speak first, but words to wrap up good intentions.
Well, I think I have shared most of what I have about, you know, this whole thing. I'll just wrap it up with this one last thought about living life with intention and what it means. It basically means, and this is like the lowest common denominator, this is the bottom line, it means living life on purpose or living life deliberately. And that's basically, that's the bottom line of intention and living life with intention. Of course, as I mentioned before, we want to have a life of good intention. So I didn't even put the good in front of the intention. I'm just going to say it's living life on purpose, living life with purpose, and living life out loud. So that is the gist of it. That's the meat of it. That is the meat of it.
I
want to share an affirmation. It really doesn't have, well, everything has something to do with intention, but this is one of my favorite affirmations, and I'm really into affirmations. I'm working on a book dealing with affirmations, and the affirmation for today is, the universe has provided me with all the tools I need for my success. Ashe. The universe has provided me with all the tools I need for my success.
Okay. As I'm wrapping up, as we're moving into the prayer portion, which is super duper important, we have to get our prayer portion together. It's so important that we have prayer in our daily lives. And so I'm hoping and praying that every person on this line has incorporated a personal prayer standing in their life so that we can move forward and start to develop that. So that is one of the highlights I have towards at the end of the show each week. One thing for me in wrapping up the idea of good intentions, and like Mom Kadeesha said, you don't have to say good because we don't have no bad intentions. But for me, what I want people to understand about intentions is that you have to have intentions for your life. And if you don't, someone else will. Okay? And so you can truly know in your heart what God has for you. And so I strongly encourage everyone to spend some time thinking about who they want to be as a child of God. Who do you want to be? What gifts do you want to develop? We spoke about gifts 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, what spiritual gifts do you want to develop? How do you want God to utilize you? And in your intention of being this positive light force, because we have the need for positive light is so great. Even in our spiritual family, we have family members that need this light. So as you work on strengthening your life and strengthening yourself, you know, make sure that you are keeping your intentions pure. Make sure that your intentions are broad enough to be flexible for when life throws you a little curveball. Make sure that your intentions are resonating with you, that there's something that you want and that this is not something possibly that was handed down to you or something that you heard and thought it might have been a good idea, but you did it not thinking about your own self. You did it thinking about someone else. So you can't copycat other people's intentions. There's got to be something within you, and it has to be deep, and it has to be sincere, and that's how you get your good intentions, and that's going to help you create positive goals and help us all to move forward so that we can build and grow. Okay? So that's my little wrap-up on intentions. You know, I want to thank everybody for listening. It was a great show, Mama Khadija. I learned a lot. I'm going back to check out Proverbs, and I've already pulled it up on my little computer and everything else like that. So, you know, I got some a chapter to study, and also to study the idea of planning and preparing for the planning and the forethought that's needed in intentions. We're going to be spending time doing that with our organizations. We're also going to be doing that with ourselves individually. So get with your support team, everyone, and make sure that, you know, your aligned intentions with your goals is going to lead you to the outcome that you're really looking for. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Mama Khadija, of course, I tip my hat to you. Are you going to say the ending prayer for us?
Well, what I would like, seeing how you have it pulled up, do you have Proverbs on your computer?
Yes, I do. One of my favorites.
I would like for you to read that because I need to study that.
Absolutely.
But I think that would be an awesome way to end the show.
Yeah, this is a very powerful prayer, something that it will possess me from time to time. And so, absolutely, I have been reviewing that while we've been doing the show, so I love it. Thank you, and I will get this done. All right, so Proverbs 3 starts with, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the tablet of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, for thou shalt be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord in thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despite not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction, for the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Amen.
Amen.